I would like to say that the Christian life is a very demanding way. Follow Jesus also impels or implies to lose sometimes, also to give up many stuff just to remain with the most important, Jesus, the treasure of our life. Yesterday, Jesus had invited us in the Gospel of St. Matthew to humility, which is the gate to community life. The feast day of St. Lawrence, Deacon and Martyr, gives us today the opportunity to meditate on how radical our response to Christ's call must be. Today's Gospel leads us even further. It's not only a question of being humble, but also being ready to go to the ends of the gift of one's life, whatever the way in which we are invited. Today, all is about giving our life. Giving our life. Let me tell you, we cannot follow Jesus with reservation, or we follow him just halfway. We cannot be simple in the surrender of our life, giving ourselves only to what is pleasing to us. Whoever becomes a true follower, a true disciple of Christ, is certain that he will be with him in the glory in heaven. But before that, he is also willing to be crucified with him, to suffer persecution for him. And I think the Triduum, the Paschal Triduum, is the greatest example how our life as a Christian is. And Jesus shows us the example. Because life is about that, it's about ups and downs, downs and ups. We start with the Holy Thursday, everything is celebration, feast, laughter. But also we need to go through the painful and more difficult Holy Friday, when over there we're going to find suffering, humiliation, betrayal, abandonment, desolation. But if we remain affirmed, faithful, at that moment also, we're going to see the glorious light of the Holy Saturday and the brighter light of the Easter Sunday. This is also about life. And all of us in this room, in certain way, we have been experiencing this moment. And we call it the greatest encounter with God. We see him navigating in all the great and weak moments of our life, but we remain faithful and firm to clung only on him. So there cannot be a follower of Jesus who runs away from the cross. I say again, there cannot be a follower of Jesus who runs away from the cross. On this feast of St. Lawrence, Deacon and Martyr, Jesus invokes his servants. The servants, is the one who humbly accepted to renounce his own will and enter into the will of his master. And the way to do so is very simple. Service. Serving. Serving as St. Lawrence experienced it as a deacon is a true modality of self-giving. It is like a beautiful depth of oneself which diverts us from our selfishness and manifests our love of God and also our love for our neighbor. And the question for your meditation today, it is the following. What service I can experience today? What type of service I can experience today to show my love for God and my love for my neighbor? Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and the hour of our death. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.